This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Yeah, there's Roy Eldridge and a thing called I Remember Harlem from 1951 on the Mercury label, and it was one of his own compositions. It gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase, and I'm your host, Steve Cushing. For the next 5 hours, we'll be here spinning sides, blowing dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage, and Roy Eldridge opened the program this week. The first set belongs to Roy Eldridge.
Hop in in that old jalop and head for the malted shop and all the cats join in. Down goes my last two bits, come up one banana split and all the cats join in. Drop your jack in that old jukebox, play your favorite disc. When you dance with the Bobby Sox, you dance at your own risk. Rip, everybody swings, yes, yeah, swing, till the rafters ring and all the cats join in.
Thank you. About it, that's when you blow up, baby. What's the matter with you? You used to treat me oh so sweet and kind, but now you got me thinking somebody else is on your mind. Now I'm really for you if we can make it, but if it's gonna drag you, baby, we better shake it. I'm sounding off, baby, do you dig me? For a showdown, you're about to wake me off, baby. What's the matter with you?
Thank you.
And there's our opening set this week. Roy Eldridge, known as Little Jazz during the big band era there. Handful of sides. First, All the Cats Join In from January 1946. Also, Ain't That a Shame from the same session. Those were both done for the Decca label. We followed up with Baby, What's the Matter with You? It's a later recording from August of 1951 on the Mercury label. And we wrapped it up with an instrumental, Yard Dog, from May of 1945. I was sort of thrilled to find that one because it featured one of my heroes, Earl Phillips, on the drums. He was a noted blues drummer in Chicago during the 1950s. He recorded for VJ, and he was with Howlin' Wolf for many years. And he told me when I interviewed him that he'd done some jazz recording, but he couldn't remember anybody. For many years, this was the only jazz recording by Earl Phillips that I found, but apparently there's another. I found another one. I can't remember who it was. I'm going to have to go back and look. But anyways, it's a rare thing. Roy Eldridge, you know, we don't have many sets by Roy Eldridge. Over the course of 3 years, I probably have maybe three at the most. Some of the things that he did were a little too early for us, if you can imagine that. Anyways, Roy Eldridge to open things up. Let's listen to Joe Carroll. Here we go.
Got Penny, Penny. I want to telephone Jenny. Cause I just got a 9 cents to my name. Have you got a penny, Penny? Can't you see I haven't any? And I've got to call for that solid thing. Went down to the bank. They had none to spare. I looked on the shelf, but the doggone thing was bare. Got a penny, Benny. I want to telephone Jenny. Cause I just got a 9 cents to my name. Blow it on out. I know you've been messing around with my sweet baby, although she has never been a perfect lady. You shouldn't be coming around and doing things shady. I have me some magic that can drive you both crazy. As long as stars above, don't mess around with my love. With my love, yeah. I told you once, told you twice, but you just don't seem to take my advice. You better be nice, or maybe late at night, you're gonna think your head is caught in a vice. Oh yes, you've been messing around with my sweet baby, although she has never been a perfect lady. You shouldn't be coming around and doing things shady. I have you some magic that can drive you both crazy. As long as stars above, don't mess around with my love. With my love, yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.
you once, told you twice, but you just don't seem to take my advice. You better be nice, or maybe late at night, you're gonna think your head is caught in a vice. Oh yes, you've been messing around with my sweet baby, although she has never been a perfect lady. You shouldn't be coming around and doing things shady. I have some magic that can drive you both crazy. As long as stars above, don't mess around with my love. With my love, yeah. With my love.
We'd like to substitute the voice this time in place of a trombone playing a soulful blues using what we call a plunger or a wah-wah mute. Here is the wah-wah blues.
Conversation. They didn't say, "I love you, dear." All they did was whisper in each other's ear. They said, "Ooh, shooby dooby, ooh, 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 shooby dooby, ooh, 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 shooby dooby, ooh, ooh, shooby dooby, shooby dooby, ooh, shooby dooby, ooh, ooh, shooby dooby." Shooby dooby means that I love you, and ooh, that means I love ooh too. As I passed by, I could hear her say, "We'd better hurry and name the day, because ooh, shooby dooby, ooh, 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 shooby dooby, ooh, ooh, shooby dooby, ooh, ooh, shooby dooby, shooby dooby."
Scooby Dooby means that I love you, and ooh, that means I love ooh too. As I pass by, I can hear her say, we'd better hurry and name the day, because ooh, shooby dooby, ooh, 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 shooby dooby, ooh, 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 shooby dooby, ooh, ooh, shooby dooby means I love you. Shooby dooby.
Yeah, Bebop Joe Carroll and the Set-Asides. Joe came to everybody's attention along with Dizzy Gillespie and his big band in the late 40s and the early 50s. And here he is from February 1962, a small band recording originally on the Charlie Parker label. It's been reissued many other places since then. And along with Joe on the vocals are Specs Williams on the organ, Connie Lester on tenor saxophones, Grant Green guitar, and Lee Ainsley on the drums. And all I can say is the organ tenor sound was so early 1960s. If you had to pick one thing from the early 1960s, it might be organ tenor. It reminds me a lot of furniture that was upholstered in plastic, get a plastic couch. I don't know, there's something 1960s about that. The tunes that we listened to in that set, first got a Penny Benny. Remember Nat Cole did that originally. And then Don't Mess Around With My Love. We had Wah Wah Blues, and then a tune he just calls Ooh Shooby Dooby. Joe Carroll here on Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. As always, it's the Sounds of Bronzeville during hour number one. We had a little bit of Specs Williams on the organ in that last set. Let's devote this next set entirely to organ. It's Wild Bill Davis. These are sides from the 1950s. Here we go. Thank you. There's Wild Bill Davis and his classic trio there. Wild Bill on the organ, Floyd Smith on guitar, and Christopher Columbus on the drums. The sides we heard, first from September 1953, we heard Indian Summer. From that same session, we heard the theme from the Joe Louis story, which was quite popular in the early 1950s. And we wrapped it up from March 1955, Wild Bill Davis and the trio, and Land of Dreams. It all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise. Let's listen to Tony Harper. These are sides from April of 1960, and let's start with this one right here.
Take my baby far away, where flamingos fly. Said he'd send for me. If he don't, I'll die. Baby, to the place where flamingos fly. You broke the law, they told him. Gotta have passport to stay. You're shipping back to the islands on a freighter that's leaving today. Now my baby's gone. Hear the water sigh. Along with him to the place where flamingos fly. To the place where flamingos fly, where flamingos on the pond, one by one they fall. He loves me not, loves me not at all. Why count petals when I know just what they will tell? What they say I know is so, know it oh so well. What can I do to win back his love for me? Life without him would be no life at all. I won't let the teardrop show, as the petals fall, though he loves or loves me not, loves me not, loves at all. At
My baby and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. The memories I usually seek, until I hear you banging on the door, until you're in my arms once more. Oh, Saturday night is the loneliest night. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week.
Tony Harper, accompanied by Marty Paich and the orchestra, sides on the RCA Victor label, a series of sessions in April of 1960. We heard When Flamingos Fly, then Petals on the Pond, and wrapped it up with Saturday Night. It's the loneliest night of the week. Once again, it's Tony Harper here on Blues Before Sunrise. Time now for some Hep Harmony. This is a transcription by the Jubilaires.
Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-bobble, run here round the bit you want to hear. A story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones was around his name, and on a big six-wheeler he won his fame. The caller called Casey about a quarter to four, kissed his wife at the kitchen door, jumped into the cabin with his orders in his hands. He took a little trip into the promised land.
Well, Casey Jones,
go belly about to his cabin.
About Casey Jones,
he had his orders in his hands.
Casey Jones,
go belly about to his cabin.
He took a little trip to the promised land.
Casey,
he was a pretty good fellow.
And his orders in his hands.
Casey
was a mellow old fellow, but he took a little trip to the promised land. Now the caller told Casey, look here, son, I got the money bet on this run. I got the money on the line, boy. Bring her in dead on time. Pull up your fires, let your ballers roll. Burn up your freight if you run out of coal. The wheels turned, the whistle screamed. Old Casey at the throttle of the old 19.
Casey Jones,
well,
I'm talking about Casey Jones.
He had his orders in his hands.
Hey, Jones,
well, he mounted to his cabin. He took a little trip to the promised land.
Well, he looked into the water, but the water was low. Looked into the watch, but the watch was slow. Looked at his fireman and said, boy, we'll make it, but we both be dead.
When they got within a mile of the place, they loaded another locomotive smack in the face. Casey said, big boy, jump. Two locomotives all round the bump. Casey Jones, Casey Jones, two locomotives abound to bump, two locomotives abound to bump, two locomotives abound to bump, Casey Jones. Whoa.
Thank you.
That's Gene Rodgers and a piece he calls Boogie Express from February 1944. Play more of Gene Rodgers, but we've only got about a half a dozen sides by him. Before that, with the Jubilaires, some Hep Harmony, Casey Jones, a transcription from 1948. We've got one last track here to take us on out of the hour, take us up to station ID, and then hour number two. We've got Hattie McDaniels, who came to the public's attention as an Academy Award-winning actress in a lot of the old movies from the 30s and the 40s. Most people don't know that she actually started out as a singer and a recording artist. And here she is actually doing both. She's in a movie, singing and performing. This is from March 1949. A Warner Brothers production, all the stars were featured, including Eddie Cantor. Here is Hattie McDaniels and the whole crew singing Ice Cold Katie. It'll take us on out of the hour.
Miss Katie Brown. She must be the very, very coldest creature in this town. He's been there
for 7 days and nights,
and now he's leaving soon.
And still she won't
say. I do. Ice cold Katie, won't you marry the soldier? Ice cold Katie, won't you do it today?
Ice cold Katie, he just died to hold you.